Dowling? Dowling, sure. Dowling. Dowling, thank you, Dowling. Okay, I thought you were going to be tricking me here. Answers to Energy is sponsored today by Dowling Construction.
Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to save you money on energy. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Hello there once again, and welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight as we once again get together and start talking about ways that, you know, here we are in spring and building season is here. We're going to talk a little bit today about how to build maybe your home of the future. There's a lot of people listening to this show who have a home that, you know, they lived in for reasons of their family, their kids, and now it's time to, the kids are gone. Maybe now it's time to build that home of your dreams. And when I was talking to George, who's our guest here, George Jacob of Dowling Construction, we were talking about a lot of people who you see, George, on a daily basis, who come into to your open house that you have there at Dowling Construction, and they go, "This is the house that we're gonna live in for the rest of our lives."
Yes, yeah. We get a lot of people that are retired, going to move into their final home, whether it be downsize, upsize, get what they want for the first time in their life. A lot of people.
And when we talk about Dowling Construction, what you guys do is uniquely different than other construction people out there in that you sell what is called modular homes. And we have to do this every time you come on the show. Explain what a modular home is.
A modular home is a stick-built home that's built in a factory by UDC code, the same code that would be in a site-built home. It's just built indoors without weather, anything bothering it, and more quality controlled. You know, there's people that all they do is inspect all day. They go through and make sure that everybody's doing a good job, and that's all they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're going around and they're cracking knuckles. And it's then also one thing I'd like to point out is they've been around for 50 years. You don't see too many places that are around for 50 years with the same owner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a family run facility. So, you know, the son will take over and the daughter-in-law and the other son-in-law, you know, take over and they work there now. And they, you know, and the old man still has his thumb down on everything.
But, mm-hmm.
You know, the quality is always going to be there, you know?
Yeah.
Another good thing is a warranty. You don't normally get a warranty out of a home much more than a year. Here you have a 10-year structural warranty.
Well, okay.
You know, that's pretty important.
Definitely.
You know, if you have a squeak in the floor, some people, yeah, I had the squeak ever since I moved in. It drives me nuts, but you give us a call, we'll be right over there and take care of it.
And when you're talking about building indoors, and I was, matter of fact, I just saw this morning when I was coming, I went by a building site that I'm going to say like a couple of weeks ago, and with the snow that we had and the melting that we had and all the mud, that home was kind of it's been halted. Like there's been for 2 weeks, I haven't seen any construction people there. And that's the difference between a regular home and a Dowling Construction. If this were a Dowling Construction home, that home would be built in that warehouse and will already be done.
Yes, 90% of it is done. We still have work to do on site. But you're in your home a lot quicker than you would a site-built home by far. And, you know, the other thing that Bill mentioned too, you know, is as far as getting rained on and snowed on, and you don't have that.
Yeah.
You know, it's built in a dry, controlled environment. Of course, when it's built in some place like that and it's 30 below, the guys working in there, hey, they're pretty happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can be working in t-shirts and not have to worry about it.
Yep.
And then somebody's happy, they're going to put out more quality.
Mm-hmm. And I would think too, you know, it's windy, it's cold, it's the end of the day, maybe you're on a site outdoors and you're trying to get this corner to fit and all that kind of stuff. It's got to be frustrating. Just get it done. And I imagine that like it or not, that happens on the job sites.
It does. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, you know. We don't allow it on our job sites at all. You know, you go there, you work, you get your job done, you make sure you do it to the best of your ability, and make the person happy. And that's what we do for everybody we've had so far, is everybody has been happy. And I'll guarantee if they go to move or anything like that, we'd be getting a call again to build them a new house.
George Jacob with us from Dowling Construction, and the number is 235-8021, 235-8021. You had mentioned of the people that you're working with, and to give people an idea of how much the modular home business has been taking off. Before we went on the air, I was asking you, and you had said last time, at this time of year, March, April, you were at, like, had 3-4 homes that you had done for the year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And where are you now?
We're at 9. So
we're at 9. So over doubled where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to also call attention to people who hear that. Not only is this an opportunity for you to get a great home that is going to be there for the rest of your lives, if that's what you choose, but also this whole modular construction business is taking off. And the reason why you're on this show is because it tends to be one of the most energy efficient homes that can be built. Explain that.
Well, a lot of it has to do with how the house is built. You know, a standard site-built home, it's built from the outside in. And then also you have your elements that are, you know, coming down on the deck, it's raining, wood swells up, pushes apart, and then when it shrinks and dries up, then you end up with a 1/8-inch crack or something between plates or whatever, which is an air leak.
Mm-hmm.
Where every piece of lumber that comes into Wisconsin homes actually gets checked. It gets checked with a meter to tell how much moisture is in there. If there's too much, it goes back out.
Okay.
So that's one good thing that they do. And then also how they build it. We build the house from the inside out. So you take your outlets and all that, that all gets caulked really well. And if you ever try to caulk the outside of an outlet, you know, where the wires go in and all that, it's pretty hard to do when you're doing it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Here it can all be sealed up. The insulation goes over top of the cavity, covering the whole box. So when you go buy a plug-in and go to plug in your vacuum cleaner in the middle of the winter, you're not feeling cold air coming through that box.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way that it's a lot more energy efficient.
When you were talking, you know, I know you, I've talked to some of your customers, as a matter of fact, and the way it's done, again, I want to bring it around to say that you do have a basement. This is these modular homes are not being, I guess they can be put on a slab, but you really don't do that. You are putting a home together. This is not a mobile home. This is nowhere near a mobile home. This is a firm based solid home that goes on a basement, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Built by UDC code versus HUG code, which a mobile home would be.
And when you were talking to me the other day, we were talking about energy efficiency of these homes. You have a lot of your homes tested. Maybe you have all of them tested. I don't know. Do you?
We don't have all of them tested, but at least 2 or 3 a year.
Okay.
We have tested to check and make sure that we're doing our job right.
And what are they showing when they're being tested?
Well, what they do is a blower door test, which it takes all, well, it can do it either which way, but they take the air out of the home. And then it's hooked to a computer so that when that fan starts to really pull hard, that means there's not much air left in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives a reading, and that reading tells how tight the home is. If that thing would keep pulling air and it doesn't, you know, slow down at all, well, then you got a pretty drafty house. It's going to take a lot of heat.
And what are the reports showing that when you have them tested?
One of them is at 45. One was a lot better than that.
And what does 45 mean?
To be on focus on energy, you have to be at 100%. And less energy meaning less.
Mm-hmm.
So
less is more.
Less is better.
Is better. Yeah.
Yeah. So at 45%, that's pretty good for, you know, regular utilities with LP gas and things like that. That number could have dropped down further if we would have had natural gas and things like that.
So it also factors into what the heating source is and the size of the home and things along those
lines. Yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay. The other thing I want to bring to your attention before we get into another piece here, but I want to talk about the flexibility that people have with your homes of how they're built, because they can look at floor plans. You have over 100 floor plans, correct?
Yes.
But they can build it any way they want.
Yes.
Okay. And so when someone says, I've always wanted a three-season room. I always wanted a window that I could look out of my bedroom at the south side of the lake or something along those lines. You can build this any way you want. So in another way, modular homes, I think, give the impression that it's formed. Everything is formed. It's a certain pattern. This can be built any way you want.
Pretty much any way you want.
Give me some examples of some of the people that you worked with, what they wanted done like that. Garages and porches and things like that?
Right. But, you know, even just special things inside the home, you know, different style closets or maybe archways, broom closets, for instance, box bay windows, solar tubes or things like that.
So this is really a custom designed home that you're building indoors.
Indoors, yes.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Dowling Construction, George Jacob with us, 235-8021. They have a home that you can walk through and see how it's all done on Stearns Drive, 3596 Stearns Drive, which is right off of 45. If you go to Oshkosh, they're heading toward Winneconne, heading toward 45. You'll see it right on the right-hand side. That's the home that they have on site. But again, you could look at so many different models and different makes and kind of design your own home with the help of George and the other experts there at Dowling Construction. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about some opportunities you may have to work at Dowling Construction after this.
Back and forth, back and forth.
Are you tired of golf courses that have the same look on each hole? Then head to High Cliff Public Golf Course, where almost every hole has a different look. See why High Cliff is voted best in the Valley for the past 3 years? And with the new renovations to the course and the clubhouse, it keeps getting better. It's a great time to play High Cliff with early season views of Lake Winnebago. It's the official golf course of WVBO, High Cliff Public Golf Course in Sherwood. Call 989-1045 or book a tee time online at highcliffgolf.com.
Back with Dowling Construction on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. We're talking about modular homes and how they're built, and go see their home that is on display at 3596 Stearns Drive. And you had mentioned at the break, George, that even that home is for sale.
Yes, it's for sale right now to bring in more models. If anybody would like to come see it, take a look tour it, get ideas on pricing and what it all is going to detail, please stop in.
Now, is that when you do something like that, the model home, is that as is, or is there still some things that they can work with you on?
Oh, you bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you wanted to change out the carpeting in there and put some laminate or different things, add on your garage, whatever you would like.
Now, what's the style of that home?
That's a Lakewood model.
The Lakewood model, which is kind of a logwood kind of look to it?
Yes, has cedar siding on the outside. Yep.
Okay.
Has a lot of fancies on the inside. Nice place and a real good price.
OK. Okay. So you can see maybe the home of your dreams right there. The model home on display at Dowling Construction. Again, 3596 Stearns Drive in Oshkosh. The number to call is 235-8021. You can call them and do a tour of that and then talk to them about maybe that home or maybe other homes. But I think that's a great idea starter kind of home. You look at it and you see the windows of it, you see the design of it, how the layout is, and I think it would get your mind moving a little bit, which I guess would be the idea of having a model home like that.
Yes, it helps you out, even though I tell a lot of people don't be stuck on the floor plan when you're walking through it. A lot of people, you know, try to put that style house on a city block, and it just doesn't always quite work that way. You know, mm-hmm. It's meant for a certain place, and if you happen to have that certain place, that's great. Otherwise, we'll design it or look at other floor plans, but it at least gives you a chance to look at the quality and what you can do with a modular home.
Right. I want to switch gears a little bit here because we were talking in the beginning of the show about how this last year, Dowling at this point had sold three homes. Now they are four homes. Was it four homes?
Four
homes. Now we're up to nine. So that gives you the idea of the growth. And now I want to call the attention of anybody who might be listening, who is a carpenter, is a drywaller, has some general construction experience, maybe just a man of all trades being able to work, or maybe you know of somebody. Because of the growth of Dowling Construction, you are looking to fill some positions. Let's talk about that.
Yes, we need some good people out there that, have a good work ethic, want to work,
mm-hmm.
Care about what they're doing, care about somebody else's property, that this is somebody else's property that you are working on. You know, it's like getting in somebody's new car, you kind of brush yourself off a little bit.
Yeah, right. Take care of yourself.
Yeah. Take care of the home that's being built. And somebody that can, go without supervision so much.
So you're looking, they call it a self-starter or something, but you're looking with someone who has some construction experience and George would be, you're kind of the field superintendent, so you'd be out there and saying, okay, this is what we need to do here, and then you would go off to the next site, but he'd be in charge of kind of getting everything going on that site,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
Let's explain something because we were talking about it's a modular home. It's built indoors at a facility, which is Wisconsin Homes, and then Wisconsin Homes brings it here. So what would this contractor, this carpenter, drywaller, foreman, could be a foreman position, what would they be doing if the house is already built somewhere else?
Well, there's still, a fair amount of work to do on a house.
Mm-hmm.
You still have, to put it together. There's still siding. There's still framing to do. There's, stairs and walls and drywall work. Basements to be putting in. You know, there's always something different every day. You're not sitting there just framing for 2-3 weeks straight.
Well, we were talking about that, one of the other things, when we were talking about what kind of people that Dowling Construction would like to hire, you're looking for someone who knows the trade, obviously, you know how to do it, but maybe you're kind of stuck in your current position in that you're not moving up where you want to move up, or you're doing the same thing every day, which I'd imagine on some sites, that's exactly what happens. Here, you're doing something different almost every day.
Right. That would be, no different than you coming in and interviewing me every day.
Yeah.
You get pretty bored of it pretty quick.
Well, I don't want to say that to your face, but, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. I guess what to say.
Yep. I mean, that would get pretty boring.
Yeah.
So here, you're doing something different all the time. And you're working with a group of people that care about somebody else's property.
Mm-hmm.
And want their property to turn out looking like something they would move into.
Family-run company. So you're also working with people who You know their family. They're all working together there. It's not a corporate type of thing. You're working with Dan and Terry over there at Dowling Construction. So you would also kind of, I mean, there's a buy-in that goes along with working for a family-run company. And George, you've been with them for a while. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, what we're looking for is somebody that can take a little initiative, move up, and we're not afraid to move you up.
Yeah.
Dan and Terry are generous as far as taking care of the people that work for them. To me, that's what we need, is somebody that's dedicated, that wants a job that's going to be lasting until they retire.
Well, I was just going to say that, because you look in this profession, and a lot of the carpentry profession is one of those that when business is good, it's great, but when business is not so good, you lost a job. And right now, Dowling Construction, you're not even looking for, I mean, yeah, we're talking here in the spring, but this is not a spring-summer job. This is a year-round job.
Yes.
You got enough to keep people busy for a long time ahead.
Yes. We didn't stop all winter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to me, that's important. I know I couldn't afford to be on unemployment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, I would go nuts.
Yep. Yep.
I'd like to keep busy, so that... looking for individuals like that.
Yep. If that fits your mold, that you want to, support your family, you come working for a family company like Dowling Construction, they have the benefit package and all those kind of things too, that you can talk to them about. But I think the other thing too is, because it's a family company, they are very aware of family obligations. And it's not a company that you'll be traveling cross country and working all weird hours. It's basically you're working Monday through Friday, right?
Right.
Is there weekends to work?
Not very often.
Not very often. No. And very few overnights, what we call overnights, meaning you have to sleep over at a hotel somewhere.
Right. Very few. We try to keep that down to a minimum, knowing that, pretty much all the guys, they have kids and, they want to be home with their families at night. Why would they want to be staying in a motel for a week straight, mm-hmm. week after week? That's not what we're out to do.
So I guess what I'm hearing when I talk to people in this profession, a lot of them go, you know what? Right now things are good, but I don't know what next month or next year is going to be like. And it's a little scary when you have a family. So if you're looking for something a little bit more secure, more stable, being able to get out there locally, an Oshkosh company, building homes, doing something that you really love to do, and have the opportunity for growth. Because as you said before, George, if you guys find the right people, you're going to pay them.
Yeah.
I guess the challenge is out there. If you're listening and you know of somebody, this would be the place to call.
Yes, if you got any ambition, and really, even if you want to learn, you don't have a whole lot of construction experience with everything, and you want to learn, we're there to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just going to, if you don't know nothing, we don't want you.
Yeah, and I think that's why we wanted to lay down that groundwork beforehand, that this company is growing. The energy-efficient home building, modular home building is a growing trend that is going on throughout the country. This seems to be what is the wave of the future. And when you talk with, some other, nothing against other construction companies by any means, but some of them go by house by house. It's like, okay, what am I going to do after this house is built? We have to do some pickup work. Let's find some contracting to do something. And it's scary. It can get real scary in that business.
Yes, it does. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We try to, plan ourselves out, for as far out as we can go.
Yep.
It's not like we got a 5-year plan here.
No. But again, it's Dowling Construction. You can go to DowlingConstructionInc.com. They actually have an employment form that is on their website. You can click on that. It says employment, and there's an application. You can fill that out. You can apply in person at 3596 Stearns Drive in Oshkosh. If you're saying, this is my situation, I'm not sure if this is right for me, come go talk to George, go talk to Dan, go talk to Terry over there, or you can call 235-8021. Probably Nicole will answer the phone at first and put you in touch with everybody. But this is an opportunity, if you are a tradesperson, to really get some security going on and join a team that has more than doubled their home building over the last year.
And it's going to keep going.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop there. I think the economy is kind of coming around some,
yep.
You know, or people are pushing it to come around, one of the two. You're having a lot of people that are retiring looking to downsize, upsize, get the home of their dreams.
Yep. So this is the place to go. Dowling Construction, again, we want to bring George in and talk about the homes, but also want to let people know who are listening and perhaps, you know, maybe you're not looking, but maybe you know somebody who is. So put them in touch with Dowling Construction. Again, the number 235-8021, 235-8021. And you'll talk to George, you'll talk to Dan or Terry over there at Dowling Construction. George, good seeing you again. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Listen next week as we spotlight another business and show you ways to save hundreds and thousands of dollars on energy. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please call 230-0801 and speak with Bill Schultz.
Thank you, Dowling. Okay, I thought you were going to be tricking me here. Answers to Energy is sponsored today by Dowling Construction.